7:40 on a Thursday morning with the Musers. Coming up in 15 minutes, more from Mark Cuban's appearance on the Tom Leppert podcast and what Jason Kidd had to say in response to what Mark Cuban had to say on that podcast. That's all coming up at 7:55. And then at 8:15, we will review yet another April Fool's Open, won by David Mino. He is your new champ. Can't imagine the night of celebration for him last night.
Oh, man.
Finally getting that monkey off his back. Full April Fool's Open review coming up at 8:15. All right, I've got a couple more books to review for everybody. These are technically my February and March books of the month. Trying to read one book a month. Been doing this for a few years now, and I try to share this with the P1s. And I'm working ahead. I'm actually proud of myself. I'm usually behind. Like usually here in early April, I'm finishing up my February book. But here in early April, I'm actually reading my May book. So I've read four books and I've reviewed a couple of them. The most recent was The Gales of November I reviewed last week, the book about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
And I skipped ahead to that review because it was so fresh in my mind and I was so wound up about that book. I just loved that book that I skipped my February and March reviews. So I'm going to give those to you now. My February book of the month was actually given to me by our old producer, Fernando.
Right.
And he's a voracious reader, reads way more than I do. And every once in a while when he reads something that he thinks I'd like, he'll text me or he'll send me the book. And this is called The Philosopher in the Valley: Alex Karp, Palantir, and the Rise of the Surveillance State by Michael Steinberger. And it's mainly about Alex Karp. He is one of those tech moguls. And the company was founded, Palantir, in 2003 by a few guys, including Alex Karp, who has remained the voice and the face and the CEO of Palantir. And he's the focus of this book, but so is the company. And I've always heard a lot about Palantir. Its stock has gone crazy lately, but I've never really known these details about this company or Karp. He's a fascinating guy. He toggles back and forth on the political spectrum, but he's one of those tech guys that is very quirky personally and thinks on another level. So getting an insight to the way he thinks is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the most interesting thing about this book is that Palantir, a software company, I did not really know how and who used their software, how it was being used around the world, and the entities that were using it. And one of their big software programs is called Gotham, and it's their signature defense and intelligence software. And circa 2007, 2008, a few years after the company was formed, we're fighting the war in Afghanistan. And U.S. intelligence is way behind. The software they are using just doesn't work. So they had this field training exercise competition between DSIGs, which was the software that the U.S. military was using, and Gotham, the Palantir software. And this software, which tracks the enemy and their activities, Palantir's software just blew away DSIGs. And so the U.S. military eventually started using Palantir software, and they don't know how many military lives that their software saved, but the Palantir software is so sophisticated they were able to track the enemy and their movements and their trends and just everything that made fighting them so much easier thanks to this software.
Wow.
And they described that as one of the many Moneyball-type moments for Palantir. And another one of those moments came during COVID. In 2019, the World Food Program signed a deal with Palantir to use their software. Foundry is the software that they used for distributing food around the world. Well, then in 2020, COVID hit and supply chains stopped. And the World Food Program was able to use Foundry, this software, to locate food supplies during COVID and get them where they were needed the most. And that saved countless lives. And in October of that year, the World Food Program was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for its work in combating hunger during the pandemic.
Wow.
Thanks to the Palantir software. So it's a really interesting read. It's a controversial company as well, because among the controversies, they're policing software that leads to surveillance state discussions. So it's not all great around Palantir, but it was very interesting to know the Palantir and CARP story a little more. So that was The Philosopher in the Valley, about Alex CARP and Palantir, by Michael Steinberger, my February book of the month.
Interesting.
My March book of the month, I loved this book so much. Just like the Edmund Fitzgerald book, I couldn't wait to read this book every day. And it's called The Anthropocene Reviewed, by John Green. And the Anthropocene is the current geological age. It's a name given to this time period, which is the period during which human activity has been the dominant influence on the climate and environment. So it's roughly, I mean, you know, humans on Earth 250,000 years, but it looks more, Anthropocene is more recently dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Goodreads' nonfiction book of the year. John Green wrote The Fault in Our Stars, one of the best-selling books of all time. He writes a lot of fiction, but this is nonfiction. And he started his career as a writer doing movie reviews. So they would be 1,500 to 18-word reviews, and at the end, he would give the movie a rating of 1 to 5 stars. So he took that idea, and he wrote this book, and it's, I don't know, 40 reviews of the most random things. So he reviews each thing in about 1,800 words, sometimes give or take a lot. And then he ends by giving each subject a rating, 1 to 5 stars. For example, he reviews Diet Dr. Pepper. And in the end, he says, I give Diet Dr. Pepper 4 stars because it's his addiction.
Okay.
And my normal practice when I read a book is I dog-ear a page if there's something really interesting that I want to use in my review of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop dog-earing because I was dog-earing every page.
Whole book would be dog-eared.
It's a fascinating read because there is something interesting, a note or an observation on every page. Some of his observations, he wrote this book during COVID, so some of his observations are a bit sobering. Like when he talks about this time period, he talks about how what we are doing to the earth. And he said, we know what we're doing now. We know how to tread more lightly upon earth. We could choose to use less energy, eat less meat, clear fewer forests, and we choose not to. And as a result, for many forms of life, humanity is the apocalypse.
Mm.
We're always obsessed with the apocalypse for us, but
yeah,
actually humanity is the apocalypse. So some of his observations are sobering, but most of the book is very optimistic and funny, and I found it wildly educational. Some of the things he reviews: Halley's Comet, teddy bears, air conditioning, the internet, sunsets, Piggly Wiggly grocery stores, the QWERTY keyboard, and there are a lot of sports topics that he reviews. The yips, and he gets into golf and baseball yips.
Love it.
The Indy 500. And, George, he reviews Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
And he has a lot of great things to say about our guy, George Shea.
He's so awesome.
And he quotes some of his favorite George Shea introductions in this book. He says, of another eater, we are told, he stands before us like Hercules himself, albeit a large, bald Hercules at an eating contest. And he continues, he was first seen standing at the edge of the shore between the ancient marks of the high and low tide, a place that is neither land nor sea. But as the blue light of morning filtered through the darkness, it revealed the man who has been to the beyond and witnessed the secrets of life and death. He was buried alive under 60 cubic feet of popcorn, and he ate his way out to survival.
See? Isn't that much better than saying, here's a guy getting ready for a hot dog eating contest?
Exactly. So there's just so much joy and interesting nuggets in this book.
That's funny.
I can't recommend it enough. Just like I'm so high on the Edmund Fitzgerald book, The Gales of November. John Green, The Anthropocene Reviewed. It was a number one New York Times bestseller. I highly recommend it. So that's my March book of the month. Edmund Fitzgerald was my April book of the month, and I'm already into about 200 pages into my May book of the month, which I'll review here in a couple weeks, hopefully. Dodge City. I can't get enough of the Old West, as you might have gleaned from my book reviews.
Yeah.
And this is about Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson, and it's great as well, so I'm on a good roll.
Nice.